Prabhupada's books seems to have more philosophy than rasa.
Even lectures.
Even lectures also. So is it that philosophy will eventually lead to rasa? Or can philosophy make one dry or hard-hearted? Srila Prabhupada gave us a connection with the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. There are two extremes which can happen. One is that, you know, because we don't find advanced subjects in Prabhupada's books, we may think, oh, Prabhupada has given only preliminary things, and we just should go and read the previous Acharya's books. That will be not only disrespectful to Prabhupada, but it will also be very superficial, because ultimately rasa is not just a matter of content. There are sahajiyas who read very rasic literature, but that content does not transform their hearts. So the real transformation happens, or transformation of heart happens by the contact with a pure devotee. So when we are studying Priya Sacharya's books, we are not just studying them for the books. We are actually associating with those great devotees. So, and Prabhupada had a very strong intent that everyone should love Krishna. And that intent will come to us through his books, even if that content is not very advanced. So if we associate with Prabhupada in a mood of service, if that strong desire to serve Krishna comes in our heart, that itself will propel us in our spiritual journey. So certainly we should not be disrespectful to Srila Prabhupada and his books. And at the same time, so the one extreme is to just say that Prabhupada's books are preliminary. The other extreme is to say that because Prabhupada has given us everything, there is no need to read any other books. No, that is not true. Prabhupada himself recommended reading the Priya Acharya's books. And Prabhupada did not start a personality cult. He connected us with the tradition. So devotees should also read Priya Acharya's books. Now, when one should start reading Priya Acharya's books, that may vary according to devotee to devotee. One can consult senior devotees. One should be rooted in Prabhupada's understanding, Prabhupada's presentation of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Prabhupada's presentation of things, and we can, with his blessings, read Priya Acharya's books also. And
so, is Prabhupada's book not enough for getting that rasa?
Okay. See, is Prabhupada's books not enough for getting rasa? I'd say this is a very... firstly, a loaded question. And secondly, it's a very... It's a question that doesn't take into account the individuality of bhakti. Now, we are all individuals. Krishna is individual. We have an individual relationship with Krishna. So, there are some devotees... Now, who have read Krishna book hundreds of times. They practically memorize the Krishna book. And they get so much taste from Krishna book. Now, there are others, you know, who have studied the 10th canto. And they just recite 10th canto verses. They may never quote Krishna book at all. They quote 10th canto verses, then they quote Acharya's commentaries on the 10th canto. And then they relish it. So, it's not that one is right and other is wrong. Bhakti rasa, how it will be invoked in which person, we can't say. So, are the... Because Prabhupada has given the 10th canto translation in a summary study in the Krishna book, does that mean we should not study the Gopi Gita in Sanskrit? No, it's such a source of treasure. Nectar it is. So, rather than saying that... trying to make a judgmental statement whether everyone will get rasa from Prabhupada's books or not. What we should focus on is that we all have to find out how we can advance in bhakti, and we need to take the guidance of Prabhupada and the previous acharyas. So if by reading Srila Prabhupada's books we feel adequately spiritually nourished and inspired, that is excellent. But if we do not feel adequately nourished, if we feel that reading Priya Sacharya's books inspires us, then certainly we can read those books.
And
when we read Prithvi Acharya's books also, we understand that it is by Prabhupada's mercy that we have become connected with those Acharyas. And by His mercy that we are getting their mercy also. It's a little imbalanced to bypass Prabhupada is not correct, but at the same time to limit everyone to Prabhupada is also not correct. So if somebody feels inspired by reading Prithvi Acharya's books, wonderful. In general, our reading should be in the mood of service. That is very important. That means quite often, when we study books, the mind says, every book is interesting except the book which I am reading right now. So, if you are reading a particular book, we should make a plan. If I am going to read, say, Vishwanath Chakravarti's say Bhagavad Gita commentary or Chakravarti Pal's Bhagavatam commentary, then we make a commitment. Okay, now I have started reading this. For the next 1 month, I am going to read this every day. It's not that, okay, one day I read this book, second day I read that book, third day I read that book. That is not really in the mood of service. That is basically, we are following the mind, whichever way it wants to go to. So, if we read in the mood of discipline, in the mood of service, with some discipline, then we are serving the Prithvi Acharyas. We are serving Srila Prabhupada, we are serving the Prithvi Acharyas. So, by reading different Acharya's books for different times, we will ourselves get an understanding of what nourishes us the most. And then accordingly, we can move onwards in our bhakti.